Well, news time is 7:40. Mike Wilson filling in for Caleb Blakeslee today. And we've talked a lot, actually, about the 122nd Air Guard base in general. I think the last time we talked, we were kind of talking about the air show coming through. I, of course, have a special affinity, and it goes throughout my family. We all love the A-10 Warthog. I actually had a buddy who flew an A-10 Warthog back in the day in the Gulf, and had some amazing stories about it. But that's getting phased out, or is phased out now, but there's always things happening, and there is also an economic impact that any given base would have to any locale where it may be. So I want to talk to Colonel Josh Wagner right now, Joshua Wagner, about what the future holds. What's this grant all about? Let's start there, Colonel.
Hey, morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good, good.
Good, good, good. Yeah, so thanks to our friends at Greater Fort Wayne, Inc., and John Urbans, their president and CEO, they solidified half of the grant money that we need to pursue base modernization. And really, I don't know if you've been to the base, Mike, but if you haven't, you're always welcome. We'd love to have you out. But we're kind of shoehorned in between a runway intersection, a major road, that being Ferguson Road, and a railroad track. So we don't really have an opportunity to grow and expand like we need to support the next generation of fighter aircraft. So that's really what this study is about, determining what's next and how to get there.
So is it logistics? Is it like, okay, how do we get this airplane, you know, the amount of runway that it needs kind of thing? And I'm sorry, I'm like totally oversimplifying this, and please pardon my incredibly civilian standpoint of it, but like I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. Like, what are the issues that come into play when you've got a new aircraft?
So frankly, the railroad produces some issues for us. You know, it disrupts our daily operations. It kind of presents some security risks that we wouldn't have otherwise. And then it really prevents the next generation from fighters from being in Fort Wayne. So when the F-16s started arriving, we knew that they wouldn't be here forever. They're pretty old too. They're from the late 80s, early 90s. And we want to get to what's next, that being a fifth generation fighter in Fort Wayne, so we can have fighters in the fort forever. But it's not going to happen in our current layout. So what we're doing now is like pursuing avenues to make the base capable of supporting those fighters 10 to 15 years from now.
That is fascinating. So that I did not know. I wasn't really like, I'm trying to like get a good understanding here, and you're providing a perfect explanation of what's happening, because I was thinking like, okay, so what exactly do you do if you're on an airbase? You're asking for capital improvement, right? Which is going to mean buildings, facilities, but in this case, of course, runways as well, right? Like, we've got to have the clearance. We've got to have the space. We need that. So that's really what you're asking for and what you're looking for out of this study, correct?
Absolutely. And we work with the Fort Wayne Airport Authority. Everything that we're doing is in conjunction with everything that they have planned for the future of the airport. So it's a perfect time to really get with our community partners, work with our local, state, and federal legislators, and figure out when to start so that we can have fighters in Fort Wayne and keep them around for a long time. So this is just the next step in a long process to breaking ground on a base that can support fighters in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, so, and when we talk about this, of course, is this sort of a sky's the limit thing, or are there parameters? And by that I mean, are we looking at potentially moving the base around maybe the airport or maybe Fort Wayne? What's on the table, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Sure, yeah, there's really three options. One is do nothing, which probably isn't the right answer if we want to, stay relevant. The next one is find a place that's kind of adjacent to where we are. But again, that's hard to do too, because we're kind of shoehorned into that corner of the airport. And the other option is find places to move within the base. And working with Fort Wayne Airport, they have a lot of acreage available for growth and development for airport activities. And we're about 200 acres, so it shouldn't be too hard to find 200 acres on the airport proper where we can secure a base, provide for fighter aircraft operations, and keep it there for another 100 years. So our base was founded in 1953, and Bear Field was there before the base was really incorporated. So it's been a long time, but it's time for growth and something different, and we're starting down that path to make it happen.
Yeah, so you kind of contend that we're working off some real old bones here right now, and that there's things that we could do to modernize. And you talk about the fifth generation fighter. The first thing I think about is the movie Maverick. The second thing I think about is how it impacts the 122nd here. But in terms of a fifth generation fighter, they're not going to send those to an older, dilapidated facility that has inconveniences by train, which, believe me, we all feel that inconvenience from trains from time to time. But I'm sure you guys have like actual logistics problems with it for what you need to do. So a lot's on the table here. You laid out the plan of three, basically, here, you know, do nothing. We could make some changes, or we could actually change the location and kind of work with the airport. And you'd say that the airport has been very amenable to these changes, or would be amenable to these changes?
Absolutely. We have agreements in place for exchanges of property. So anything that we gain, we'll give up in our current facility. And again, we talk to those guys all the time, and it's beneficial for everyone because we understand the impact. We're worth $113 million a year to the state, so we want to keep that in Fort Wayne for that reason. But we're also key to the national defense strategy. You know, we can't defend the homeland unless we have fighters right here in town. And that's what we're trying to set up for the long run.
Yeah, and new fighters, too. And when we hear about cyber attacks and we hear about things like that, these are things that these fifth-generation fighters actually stand a chance against, whereas when you have older technology, unless it's, like, super old and you're going to be up there in, like, a, you know, some, like, old Texan, you know, airplane or something like that, there are vulnerabilities, right? Like, you have to be thoughtful about this kind of thing. What could potentially attack any given system in town if we are to scramble a fighter wing and do that kind of stuff? So I know that a lot of that's kind of out there and maybe pie in the sky now, but when you talk about like the reality of a situation, and this is for preparation, it is to be prepared. And so knowing these things ahead of time is what you guys are planning for and planning ahead for the future. So I totally appreciate that. One more bit of housekeeping I have for you, Colonel, and that is, I always feel weird just saying like, oh yeah, here's a Colonel, and I'm about to call him Deuce on the air, and that just feels weird. Am I allowed to do that, or is that like
Absolutely.
What you guys do? I can do that.
No, yeah, you're in the circle.
Okay, all right, good, 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 good.
Yeah, it's approved.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I will look for that paperwork in the WoWo mailbox here. Thank you so much. That is Colonel Josh Wagner, and we call him Deuce now because I have been approved, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Ton of information coming out.
Podcasts by Federated Media.